In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. On this peaceful and holy night, we gather to give thanks to Almighty God for the blessed sacrament Jesus instituted on the night before he died. How like our Lord, knowing full well that the hour had finally come, rather than focus on himself and his own needs, Jesus was rather focused on the care and love of the disciples. The ones who the very next day would flee from his side in the face of the horror and deny him. Two thousand years later, the people of God all over the world have been nourished and sustained by this simple meal of bread and wine. But not just bread and wine. Bread and wine made holy by his spoken word. Take, eat. This is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. And for countless centuries, we unworthy disciples have been comforted and sustained in our darkest hours by his presence in this sacrament. In a few minutes, we are all going to kneel and say some remarkable and sacred words. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. We call these familiar words the prayer of humble access. I believe they are among the most beautiful and truthful words ever written about our relationship with God. How blessed we are as Anglicans to allow these words to fill our hearts with gratitude to God for all he has done for us. For truthfully, words are inadequate to express the magnitude of the gift of his love poured out for us. The danger to us is that we say these words so frequently in our liturgy that they can lose their power and sincerity, and we can just go through them and say them rotely. And if that happens, then in some ways we're no better than the 12 disciples on Friday who ran away from their friend and leader. As I shared in my sermon on Palm Sunday, when we gather as a community of faith, we gather to practice the meaning of the Greek word anamnesis. We gather to remember the sacred story of God's love and to rejoice in our salvation. Not amnesia, anamnesis. Every Sunday we hear from that Bible a sacred story. It's a story that is alive. It is a story that is life-giving. And every other Sunday we receive the Holy Sacrament. And Jesus says, do this in remembrance, in anamnesis of me. As we come to this altar tonight to receive His holy presence into our souls and bodies, may we come with an acutely new awareness of just how blessed we are to be loved by one who gave his life as a ransom for many. Tomorrow we will gather here at noon to remind ourselves of the terrible cost to God, the price he paid to enact our salvation. As St. John put it, greater love hath no man than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. Love and sacrifice, they are always entwined with one another. They can never be separated. They are married forever and always. Love always demands sacrifice. And nowhere is that more clearly revealed than Jesus willingly offering himself to the cruelty of a cross, so that you and I might on Sunday rise with expectancy, with joy, and with peace, because he has made us his children, heirs of eternity. This is why this past Sunday the authors of our Anglican lectionary chose Philippians 2, verses 5 to 11 as the epistle. And I think it's worth hearing again. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him, and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. May we be so filled with thanksgiving this evening that at the name of Jesus our knees will bow and our tongues confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.